Getting you set for this week's action in Northern Colorado Preps. This is Preps Midweek on 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
One ball, one strike, two out, seventh inning. Reds a couple of strikes away or just one out away from a state title. Ross comes back in the pitch. Ground ball back to the box. Sadie's got it to first. The Reds have a state championship. 2020 state title to the Eden Reds as they beat the Lutheran Lions 5-1 here today in Aurora. How about that? Oh, ho, ho, doctor.
All right, you heard it. The Reds are champions, knocked on the door for the last 9 years, third trip to the finals for the Reds, and they finally knocked the door in. Want to throw out, before this is going to be an Eden Reds broadcast today. It's what it is. Got seniors Yaya Puente and Jenny Jarnigan coming up, and the freshman who plays like a senior, Sadie Ross, is going to jump on with us. We'll have the girls in the second segment. Coach Dale Hughes and Chad, come on, Chad.
Chad Shaw.
God, I'm calling you Shaw all day, and now I call you Chad and can't remember your last name. Chad Shaw, they've been coaching together for, I think, 16 years now. Is that about right, guys?
Yeah.
Something like that,
something
right?
It's 15 softball and, what, four baseball before that?
Is that right? So almost 20 years together doing this thing, and finally they knock out the state championship. And sometimes you see a program like this, folks, where they knock on the door a lot. I mean, I think it's six of the last 9 years to the Final Four. And you look at it and you go, boy, they're always there. It must be kind of easy to get there. It's not. It's not easy at all. When you get there, it's so hard to finally cross that that door, open that door, and kick it in. And the Reds do it this year. They beat the Lutheran Lions 5-1, and they are the 2020 champions. So, guys, congratulations, first of all, in just a huge year. Coach, big for the program, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. That was quite something.
Yeah. Chad Shaw with Coach Hughes for so long here, too. Chad, how exciting was that for you? Do you guys have nerves before the game? Are there butterflies for coaches? Or you're like, boy, we've been here so many times. Let's just see how things roll out.
I think every game we go into, I get a little bit nervous beforehand. Obviously, the bigger the stage, the bigger the game, you get into the state playoff, those nerves kind of creep in, and you have to use techniques to calm yourself down. But I absolutely get nervous coaching third. Every single game, that first inning, we want to get on the board early because
sure.
It makes the game flow better for us as a team, and kind of nervous about getting runs across and if the girls are there, are they ready, are they going to perform? So absolutely.
Dale, you a little bugs before the game kind of for you, or was this just old hat?
Well, it's interesting you said that because I can remember back when we played UH the first time this year, and I told the girls after the game that, I had the nerve – had butterflies going on and stuff. And I think if you don't, I'm not sure why you would be coaching anymore.
Sure. I completely get that. Folks, this is the Preps Midweek. It's brought to you by Quality Well and Pump. 353-3118 is that number out in Ault. They've got you bookended on Highway 85 there in LaSalle as well. Look for the big Q, no doubt about it. Inoco's premier Zomatic irrigation dealer out here since 2005. They've been with us on the program for going on 4 years now. So we thank exactly what they do. And folks, when you hear our sponsors, we tell you, let them know that we appreciate what they do, because without them, we wouldn't have the broadcast on the air. So thank you to Quality Well and Pump for knocking this thing out of the park. As we said, the girls are coming up, so we'll get through the coaches here, but this was fun. Talk about the ride home. I always wonder, and some teams celebrate a little bit differently, but boy, if I think about all the teams I was on, that's a hectic bus on the way home. And now I'm finding out you guys drove the bus, actually were the bus drivers of the bus. So tell us about the ride home.
Well, we took the two activity buses, so Chad drove one, I drove the other. In hindsight, knowing we were going to do this, it might have been a lot more fun if we were all in one bus.
Sure,
we could
absolutely.
Have all had that great celebration ride home, but it was a lot of fun. The girls were singing, and I asked them if they had any Queen music that they could play, We Are the Champions, and they all started singing it themselves, and it was just a good time.
Yeah, that's fantastic stuff, no doubt about it. When you when you looked at this team, and I asked you this off the air, you had to figure that this was a team, if everybody did what they were supposed to, you guys would have a shot at it this year, just as good a shot as anybody else across the dial.
Well, I like to think that every year.
Well, of course.
That we have as good a shot as anybody.
Some years, though, Dale, you got to think, okay, this team maybe at the start we had a little bit more of an advantage than another year. You're going to say no to that. Okay. That's why I'm an announcer. You're the coach. I mean, pretty well stocked. And it's just like coming back next year, you're going to lose some great seniors.
Yes, we are.
But boy, oh boy, you look at some of the youngsters on your team, too, and it's going to be simply a reload for you guys.
Well, you look at some of the young ones that played this year, and just every year we seem to be getting better and better ball players that keep coming to us now. So it's helped a lot with the good summer programs that they're playing in, and they're playing more competitively in the summer. And so, yeah, it's nice to have such a good program, feeder program coming through.
Chad, was there any better fit than to have the seniors with the youngsters? I mean, you've got one of the best players in the state on your team, and she's a freshman. And I'm sitting there back calling the game, and I'm going, how's a 13-year-old going to react in the biggest moment of her life as far as sports go? I'm guessing her into the circle for that game against Brush, the semifinal game. She throws that first pitch to the backstop, and everybody's going, okay, where's she going to land? It's and we've all seen sports where the youngsters, they get in a big spot, and they start to tighten up, or they just don't perform like they're going to. You have Yaya and you have Jenny as seniors in there kind of guiding Sadie, and they have each other to bounce off of right there. But talk about the combination that you had. You had really great older players, and Blake Duncan, a sophomore at shortstop, and some really great younger players too. What a great mix.
Absolutely. I mean, first off, age with Sadie being 13, everyone, talks a lot about her being 13. And when you see her play and you see her maturity out there on the field, she's not 13.
Never would know it.
And
yep.
Doesn't play like she's 13, doesn't yep. act like she's 13, certainly doesn't look like she's 13. So, that's just a number out there. She certainly plays much, much older. The beauty of that is that having those older players mixed in with the younger players, the sophomores and Julia Meager being a freshman as well.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a perfect mix of, age and experience with, youthful exuberance. Those young ones kind of push the older ones to be better, and then the older ones can kind of teach them some of the knowledge that they've got and the savvy that they've learned in playing in the Patriot League and in 3A softball for, the better part of three and a half years. So it's a great mix of having young and old together on the same squad.
All right, Dale, I'll ask you this. The last few years, maybe going back to Jenny Jarnigan's freshman year, has there been a more impactful player in their career at Eton than her? Remy Ross was huge, of course, but it seems to me, boy, if you're in the circle, it really compounds how important you are to that team. Or if you have huge numbers like Jenny Jarnigan did, RBI numbers, 178 RBIs in 32 as a freshman, 65 as a sophomore, 52, I think, as a junior. Crazy numbers, and then COVID cut into some of those numbers this year, but 178 RBIs, that's all. I mean, I just looked at that and I go, and I know baseball numbers too. Baseball, softball to me, pretty much the same. Those are crazy, crazy numbers. And I look offensively, is there somebody that put their stamp more on Eton softball than Jenny did over her 4 years?
No, absolutely not. We were at the conference meetings and I was talking about Jenny, and as soon as we get done with the playoffs, that she was going to own about every offensive record.
My goodness.
That Eton ever had in a career single season, other than maybe runs scored and stolen bases. She's got it all. So, absolutely. I even compared to her, went back to some years of my coaching baseball and a couple of really great players that we've had.
Sure.
And her numbers just actually blew some of those T-Walls numbers out of the water.
Yeah, kind of video game type numbers where you go, the first time I looked at 65 ribbies in a season, I was like, that can't be right. Let's go back and look at that. And then you start to look at everything else she did. That's pretty good. Where was Yaya before? I see junior numbers and senior numbers. Where in the world was Yaritza Puente before she came to Eton?
Yeah, she was there. She was on the JV team.
Really?
Third base.
Is she one that just the bat got so much better the middle of her career at Eton? Because I'm sitting here thinking, boy, that bat's terrific. Why wasn't she impactful as a sophomore? But that's what you get sometimes. Kids improve at different times during their career.
Yeah, and her commitment to get better.
That's important.
I'm not real familiar on all of her younger years and playing club ball and how
sure.
much she ever did. But once she got up to us and started enjoying the game and playing it more and more, she just got better and better.
We're talking with the coaches from the softball team for Eaton Reds. They win a state championship this year, first state championship in school history on the softball side. But, boy, a team that's always knocking on the door right there. Chad, your thoughts about the work ethic of this team. And you've got to see, I mean, it's one of the first things probably each year where you line up and go, okay, are these kids going to buy in, and how much are they going to work at getting to the best that they can be? How did this team compare to the others, and what did you think when this season started?
You know, over the last 5 years, we've had a real commitment from our players to improve and get better. We started a summer lifting program. So even these players, so I had a pretty good feeling going into it that, you know, your Jarnigans and your Emma Pink staff and those individuals would show up and work and do what they needed to do. This summer we started, you know, hitting way back in June on Saturdays and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, just to kind of, you know, stay on top of those skills. And I knew right then we were getting 8, 10, 12 girls every single night to come in and hit and take some batting practice, and knew that there was a real commitment to achieving something this year. What that something was, to be determined, but they wanted to improve, they wanted to get better. So absolutely, the work ethic that it takes to continually improve your game is important, and it's something that these players buy into.
Who was the player on the field this year that was the coach on the field? If it wasn't you guys out there, was there one player that you would go, yeah, she's probably going to take them under their wing out there and make sure that they're doing the right thing? And in COVID times, too, how much did they have to do on their own? I mean, there were so many starts and stops. Are we going to play? Once we start playing, is the season going to go the distance? Those are all questions that it would help probably to have some leadership on to kind of say, hey, don't get stressed out about this. Stay even keel, those kind of things. On the field, was there a senior that kind of took that charge, or was it a team effort?
I think it was more of a group effort by the seniors with their experience and the, all of them being, you know, starters from last year's team and significant players. I don't know that there was just one, you know, person that just stood out. So they did a really good job and of keeping things going and being just good leaders and good friends. You know, that's one thing I think I like about our team.
Is
there, besides just teammates and classmates, there are also good friends.
Go back to the semifinal game. Chad, you were talking about, boy, you want to break out early. You want to get something going. I'm nervous until I see that. And Blake Duncan, a sophomore, comes up. No home runs on a year. And she promptly hits one over the left field fence and gets you guys started. Right at that point, I said, there couldn't be a better start for the Reds. That's got to give them a deep breath and just say, here we go.
Absolutely. I mean, second pitch of the game,
yep.
She hits a home run on the field. And something that is, you know, uncharacteristic of Blake as a hitter necessarily. She hasn't necessarily been known for power. I mean, she absolutely is a gap hitter, you know, doubles, triples here and there. But putting something over the fence, that certainly set the tone for the team in that entire inning and that entire game.
All right. Is today just like it was 3 years ago, or is this a different time for you guys? Because you have what so many coaches never get to sniff. You guys have a state championship in your pocket. That's something that makes things just a little bit different going forward, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, my phone, my emails, my text messages are still coming in, even today still. Yep. So,
especially when you've worked that long. My goodness, how long have you been at this, Dale Hughes?
Well, it's my 17th year coaching in the program, 16th as the head coach. I go clear back to the very beginning when it first started, because my middle daughter was a freshman in 98 when they started the program, and watched them play back then.
That's and I found out some news today. You're a Trader. You were a UH kid.
I am a Bulldog. Yes,
how about
correct.
That growing up? And Chad says that you heard the UH fight song and he wanted to start singing. He said, "You sing that song, I'm walking." And I would have said the same thing. I would have said, "Get out of here, Hughes. That is not what you're singing today." But this, and I'll leave you guys with this because we got to get to the girls. But how much of an advantage is it? And I've asked you this before, but my goodness, you look. I think Chad told me 10 straight years now a Patriot League team's won this thing. You really can't argue that. It's the league. It's the conference in the state. And even in this COVID year where that's all you got to play, you didn't get to step out. You didn't get to go play. You guys got to play Rocky Ford. So, no, you didn't. Thinking of Fossil Ridge playing Rock Canyon. Kind of the same thing. They got a one seed in there that they could play early. You guys didn't get to do that. But you also have the advantage of playing five or six teams in your conference that you know could be a Final Four team.
It's the best league in the state for 3A, that's for sure. And, you talked about, you know, 5 years ago or so, we were just always getting so close. We were breaking in. We started winning games at state. We were getting to the Final Four. But what was going to get us pushed over the top? And Chad and I talked, and Chad said he wanted to start a lifting and conditioning program in the summertime.
Sure.
Once the girls start winding down their club season. And I really think I can look back to Chad starting that up for us and running with that, and the girls and their participation, and just the fact that I think it really did make them stronger. They were physically in shape and ready to go when the season started.
How much will you guys keep an eye on the younger girls who are coming back when they're not with you, when they go to play with their club teams? Do you kind of say, okay, they can go off, do their own thing, and we'll check back when they get there? Or do you peek and look at what Sadie Ross and Blake Duncan are doing before they come back to you guys?
Well, you try to find a little bit of information, but no, sure. I pretty much leave them alone.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. Well, you did it. You got a state championship in your pocket. We got to get the girls on next, so thanks for coming down, popping in, and talking with us. And why don't you just go get another one next year, right?
We'll do our best.
There we go.
Like the plan.
That's just – he's shaking his head at me. We'll come back in a moment, 4:21 on the program. Don't forget, it is the beginning of the block party tonight. Nerd Show, a couple hours of Brew Talk, Nick Snacks, Fat Guys at the Movies. Ryan, I'm going to go to the movies tonight. They're talking about me again right there. We'll do that, and we'll talk to the girls next when we come back. Sadie Ross, Yaya Puente, Jenny Jarnigan. Next on the program, talk about their state championship and a wild bus ride home. Do that in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
All right, welcome back to the program, folks. 4:26, coming to you from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios here at 1310 KFKA. It is Eaton Reds Day as we celebrate their state championship. First one for the softball team out here. Third time to the championship in 9 years. And I think the sixth time to the Final Four in those 9 years. And they finally kicked the door in and beat the Lutheran Lions. And with us to talk about this, Jenny Jarnigan, one of the seniors. Yaya Puente, another senior. And Sadie Ross plays like a senior, but it says next to her name freshman, which I still want to check because that doesn't seem right. Somebody could be that good and be a freshman out here. But girls, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about the bus ride, first of all, because some teams win. They get on the bus and they just go, okay, that's cool, and everybody kind of does their own thing. I hear it was loud and you guys were kind of having some fun, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It was a fun bus ride back.
One of those that you'll never – I mean, this is one of those things you're going to remember all your life because not too often do you get to play for a state title like that. When you guys started this year, did you think – Jenny, we'll go with you first. Did you think, wow, this team has all the parts to at least get to the championship and we'll see how we're doing when we get there?
Yeah, definitely. The first practice we came in and our coaches brought out their state champ rings. And
is that right?
Yeah. Then on, all of us had it in our heads, like, we're getting one of those. So it was the goal the whole season.
Yeah. How about for you? Pretty exciting when you got on this team. I know you were on the team as a junior. But any difference between junior and senior year besides COVID? I mean, I know this was a different year with all the stuff around it. But as far as the team goes, did you feel like both years, hey, this we got a good enough team both of these years to get to the championship?
I really did think so. Like, this year, I was like, okay, we are really close together. I feel like this is going to be a good team. Not only, like, good, but we were together. So I just feel like we were just strong.
Fair to say that the team last year, and this is going to go to Sadie, after I asked the seniors here, fair to say that you guys figured your pitching would be better this year. You guys could hit the tar out of the ball, but maybe not the best team in the circle. Not saying that you weren't good, but maybe not the best team in the tournament in the circle last year. Seemed like this one over here, the freshman, made that a big difference, that you guys were able to compete in the circle with the other teams.
Yeah, she definitely did. Like, there would be innings where she was very composed on the mound, and there'd be innings where, like, people, they had runners on, but she would just go and strike out the next two batters, which was awesome to see and helped us out a lot.
Freshman playing like a senior.
Yeah
that's exactly. And I would kept waiting. And you think that. I always think the mind games, and everybody is always saying, oh, she's only 13. She's, well, you know what? You don't play like that. You don't act like that. So that's all pretty cool. But did you ever go, God, this is, was it the most nerve-wracking thing you've done, first of all? Is it when you went out to pitch the semifinal game against Brush, it's championship day, and you get out there, I think the first one was 300 miles an hour to the backstop, if I'm not mistaken. did you get out, were there more nerves in this game than any other game, or is that never an issue for you?
No, I felt really confident, and I knew that I had a team behind me, so it's just another game. That's all I had to think about it.
Wow, that's amazing for you at your age to be. You usually need a few more years to be thinking like that. So that's kind of crazy stuff. Who's the team clown? Who's the biggest clown on this team?
Sadie.
Is that right? They're all pointing at Sadie. That's pretty cool. Here's another one. You play basketball, right?
Yeah.
Jenny plays basketball. Yeah. Any basketball in your blood or none at all? Any other hoopsters on the softball team?
Blake.
Oh, Blake Duncan is. Mm-hmm. All right. If we need a free throw to save our lives, which one of the three of you am I putting on the line?
Don't count me.
Don't. No, Sadie.
We're
going right.
to go with Blake.
Is that right? All right. Jenny doesn't want to jump in there either. All right. That's good stuff. Let's talk about you guys against other teams. I always go there. You talk to Eaton baseball players, it's UH is the biggest team they. You talk to Eaton football players, it's Platte Valley that they play. My guess is since UH won the title last year, they've only been a varsity team for what, 5 years now. Is that still the team? Of course, we can only go back 4 years with you guys, because if it were a question over the last 15 years, I'd say maybe Strasburg was the team. But for you guys this year, did you kind of circle UH and say that's the team we want to beat? Jenny?
Yeah, definitely. Since, like, they beat us pretty good, like, last year, and so we just wanted to come back and beat them pretty good.
Yeah, I think the record was they won. You guys won in the series. Go back 10 years or so. Eaton won the first four. Then it was all UH last year. They won all three against you guys. And this year it was all you guys again. So what if I were to say the name of one other team? What was the deal against Lions this year? There's two losses on the scorecard. If you look up the Eaton Red state champions for 2020 and you look at the record, 18-2, and those two losses were against the same club, you start going, wow, was there something about that team that you just didn't match up well with you guys? Yaya, your thoughts about Lions this year beating you twice?
I just think that our focus was on UH.
You think you were looking ahead or looking around Lions a little bit?
Yeah,
just a little bit, is that right?
That first game, and then we came in, we tried to come in strong the next game, and we had a closer game instead of the first one. Like, our second game was way closer.
Sure, than the second, yeah, I think the first one was 7-0 or whatever that was, but did you guys want to get them again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right away. Yeah. You said, yeah. Sometimes you hear, and I heard rumors, oh, maybe they're in the Red's head a little bit, maybe this. And sometimes it's nice to see another team wipe them out so you don't have to deal with the folks that are the thorn in your side. But you wanted back at the Lions just to kind of show them, hey, we're the boss. We're the real team out here. So we'll see what that looks like. For Jenny and for Yaya seniors, Yaya, you said Otero.
Yeah,
is okay. Where it looks like you're going, or you're sure you're headed there?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And softball is going to be on your docket, and you're going to be. What do you want to? If softball weren't there, kind of figured out in life, I think I talked to 10 kids at your age, and they're like, most of them are like, I don't know what I want to do. But do you know what you want to do as far as a job down the road?
I kind of have two options, which would either be a Spanish teacher,
wonderful,
or nursing.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And nursing, would you stay? Well, Otero's what, just 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
And then maybe you'd come back to UNC if nursing was a thing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, great nursing program over there, no doubt. Jenny, what about you? You'd kind of making up your mind still.
Yeah.
Do you want to go far away from mom and dad, or you want to stay close?
I want to go far.
So we'll see where that ends up. Sadie Ross, you got three more years of this to go before it's time. Are we going to see you on track and field at all, or no way?
No.
who's the fastest on your team? If we did just first to second base, who would you say has the best chance to get a steal?
Blake
Duncan, probably? From all the way around the bases, though. Go all the way around once. Still Blake?
Maybe Jenny, yeah.
Sadie got pretty good wheels, though, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought, I'm pretty sure I saw you out there pumping it, so that's pretty good stuff. This will be something you guys remember forever, and we got to cut this short because I got to, we actually have a football interview coming up on a softball day. But just want to say congratulations to you, to the seniors, to Jenny and to Yaya. Remember this because when you get it old like me, you'll go, wow, I can't even remember that. It went so fast, and it's going to be a really cool thing. Is coaching anything you guys want to do you think, Jenny or Yaya?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Like, I love softball so much, and it's fun to see, like, a team do well, especially when you get to, like, coach the team, I guess. That'd
sure.
be fun.
Have you done anything like that with younger kids at all yet, or any?
Yeah, I've been helping a friend and
is that right?
And stuff.
So kind of getting the taste of it, what that would be like. Yaya, what about you?
I think it would be fun just to be able to show off what my coaches gave to me and be able to give to other kids.
Always a catcher?
No.
No, is that right? You kind of morphed into that spot. You guys needed a catcher one time, and he said, yeah, I'll give that a shot.
I was kind of joking around with Hughes, and I think
that was at high school. So you came into high school not having been a catcher at
all.
Yeah,
I never.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Jenny, always an infielder? Is that?
Yeah. Totally.
But you're a stud hitter. My guess is you pitch too at some point. No?
No.
That's a little bit different. So, Sadie, you probably pitched since you were 3, is my guess.
I actually started when I was 8.
8. Okay. Well, I'm close, but that's, and let's be, I have to ask you this. Freshman at Fullerton State, Remington Ross climbs into the batter's box. Sadie Ross, the freshman at Eaton, is in the circle. Who wins that battle?
Sadie, all the way.
I love that. Swing and a miss, Remy. She'll hear that sometime down the road, so that's cool stuff. You said she leaves tomorrow to go to, that's cool stuff. So, yep. How important was it for you, having her as a sister growing up, that you'd have somebody there that kind of show you the ropes?
Yeah, she was always such a great role model, and I learned softball from watching her. I was always her bat girl, and that's how I learned the game, and she was just amazing to look up to.
Fantastic stuff. All right, so we'll see. Jenny, we'll see you on the basketball court this year, right?
Yes.
How do you like Todd Hernandez as a coach?
He's a good coach.
He's a good dude, though.
He's fun.
And Yaya, you're done. You're not,
You'll see me in the cheer section.
Is that right? Right on. We'll look for you. My guess is you're loud out there. So, yeah, that's cool stuff. Hey, guys, congratulations on this. You got more to come, Sadie Ross. You're probably getting a couple more championships. So, we'll see how that goes. And we've got basketball coming, all that good stuff. But enjoy this. Congratulations on a state championship. You're one of very few kids that ever get to play for one, much less go win one. So, congrats. Take it home with you. And thank you for letting us come out and share this with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Right
on.
All right, we're coming back in a minute, folks. Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Lane Wasinger, the football coach out at Roosevelt High School. Big win for them. They beat Frederick 45-10 in the opener. We have them Friday night in Johnstown against number 1 Meade. Should be an exciting game. We're number 1 versus number 5. We'll come back and talk to the coach in a moment on Eaton Red's championship day out here. State championships for 2020 in softball. Come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All righty, 4:43 on the program. Preps Midweek brought to you by Quality Well and Pump. Want to thank our great player profile. We just had all the girls from Eaton. Well, 3 of them, 2 seniors and the freshman Sadie Ross, had Jenny Jarnigan, Yaya Puente, state champions of softball for 2020. That's a cool thing. That's something they'll take with them forever. Thank Martinez Roofing. They've been family-owned and operated roofing contractor here in Northern Colorado since August of 2000. Martinez Roofing, proudly owned by Steve and Jenny Martinez. They pride themselves with honest, top-of-the-line craftsmanship. Give Martinez Roofing a call at 330-6557. Let's get to our coach's corner. That brought to you, of course, by the Tatanka Grill. Got you covered in Greeley and Eaton at the U Fillets, and out, of course, at Kramer's Wedge, that wonderful convenience store out in Kersey. But Tatanka Grill, great, great food, made from scratch food. Try the street tacos, just telling you. Let's get to it right now. Up on the hotline with us is Roosevelt Rough Riders head football coach Lane Wassinger in his fourth year. Lane, how are you, big man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Am I grabbing you away from practice right now? That's my guess.
Yeah, we are. We're right in the middle. But,
okay.
A good time. I can talk for a
good,
bit.
Good. Because I want to talk to you about this program that, boy, since you've been here, I tell you what, I don't know of another program that goes through the killer schedules that you do every single year. It's not just the conferences you play into. In non-COVID years, the non-conference schedule's been off the hook. You're 19 and 15 as a coach, but if you look at that and you were anybody else in the nation, you'd probably, you know, have five more wins just because of who you played. I mean, this program plays the best. It's like Jim Sweeney at Fresno State 15 years ago, not afraid to play anybody anywhere.
No, we're not. It's funny when you speak of that. We typically try to schedule our games that way. But this year we had no say in the matter, and Chaffa came out their schedule and, see some teams that we're pretty familiar with, and then also some that we're not, but we know they're good programs. So, if we get to play football right now, we might as well make it a fun game, a big game every Friday night.
Boy, no doubt about it. Talk about your opener with Frederick. This was a Frederick team that was terrific. I know they lost seniors, but it's a program that you know is going to give you a battle. 7-7 game at the half. You go on a 38-3 second half run behind your senior quarterback, Brig Hartson. What did you say at halftime? What was different first half to second half?
I think just like a lot of teams, just kind of getting our bearings back, you know. We've been practicing a little bit and working out and doing what we could do with kind of all the restrictions and
sure.
stuff. But then until you play a full football game, it takes a minute. And just kind of watching film and, you know, seeing some other scores from around the state, I think that was the same for a lot of teams. But, it was a kind of a sloppy first half on both sides. We got into some penalty trouble, kind of got that cleared up, got the kids refocused at halftime, made some adjustments. And just came out swinging, and that's just who we are. We've always been that way, and it's good to be a part of a team that never quit.
Lane, how concerned were you through COVID? There were so many stops and starts. We're going to play. We're not going to play. Hey, kids, we're done now. We'll see you in the spring. Oh, no, we're, you know, heck with that. We are going to play this fall. How concerned were you that the team would come out and put that behind them and go out and play football?
There's obviously those concerns. I think I just tried to remain optimistic as much as I could for our kids, regardless of when we were going to play. My message to them was to stay ready. And they've of all generations that have been through anything like this. I mean, these are the kids that are going to get some resiliency and some natural resiliency in their lives because of all these changes that they've had to deal with. And, I was definitely concerned with how our kids would respond, but, when you're around them each day and you see them in class or at school or at practice or workouts, I knew the fire was there and I knew the excitement was there once we got the green light on the season. So, once that happened, we've been full on go and, kids are happy and running around and, couldn't be happier to have a football season right now.
We're talking with Lane Wassinger, head football coach at Roosevelt High School. You want a fun time, folks. Come out to Johnstown on a Friday night and watch this team play football. We will be there this Friday night when number one Meade comes rolling into town. Talk about Brig Hartson, your senior quarterback. Last 2 years, he takes over for the starter, so this is different. He gets the ball on opening day, and it's his team to go out and quarterback, and his numbers say he was ready.
Yeah, he's had a lot of experience. He's been QB1 before, and
yep.
He's had to prep as a starting quarterback. And so, I think we're all confident in what he can do physically and just having a full understanding of our system. And, he's a tall kid, he's a strong kid, and he's a natural leader on this football team. I think there's only two or three kids on the entire team of 95 that didn't vote for him for captain.
Wow.
So, he has that. He has that it factor, the guy that we're kind of looking for
sure.
to take the reins of this thing. And, he's a part of a class that was a freshman when I first got here. And so I kind of am looking to them to finish what we started 4 years ago.
Yeah, you say that about leadership. Everybody wants their – in football, you want your quarterback to be the guy that kind of leads your team. There's no doubt about it. Baseball, basketball, it could be anybody in the lineup. But, boy, you kind of want your quarterback to do that. He throws for a $189, 3 touchdown passes. I love who he's throwing to. And I knew it last year when these youngsters, Keaton Kaiser, Tucker Peterson, they can catch balls. They're playmakers. You throw Jaden Herrera in there as well. They all caught a touchdown pass in the opener. He's got some weapons, no doubt.
He does, and the funny part is that might have been the first game in a couple of years where more than three guys didn't catch a pass.
Yes.
You know, there's still a lot of guys on our roster that can make plays with the ball in their hands, and, you know, they never got one thrown their way, and that's okay, and they keep running their outs hard on the outside, and even when they know they're a secondary read, we've got a lot of kids out there that can do the job, you know, and that's at every position. We're you know, we've got kids that are bought in right now on the O-line, wide receivers, running backs, and even quarterback depth. I don't think we've ever had the depth we've had at quarterback like we do this year. So we love our guys, and hopefully if things keep going the way they're going, we can stay healthy and, you know, sustain a good culture and maturity around the football team. Hopefully we have an exciting finish to this thing.
You just brought up the offensive line, Lane, and that's been, boy, as long as I can remember going back, Roosevelt football, that's been a big trademark, is they want to have the big guys up front and they want to carve you out and shove the ball down your throat. This offensive line for you, what's the makeup of that offensive line? What are the years of the guys and how do they look for you this past game?
You know, you hate to set the standard too high, but when we look at them, you could argue it's one of the better O-lines that we've had here, at least since I've been in charge. We've got three seniors and two juniors right now on the O-line, starting on the left side with Andrew Cole. He's our left tackle. He's a two-time all-conference football player, heading into his senior year now. At left guard is a senior, Alex Ricks, who's also started for 3 years. At center, Matthew Rolls, he's a junior. He started, I think, one or two games as a freshman at some point. So he's had some games under his belt as well. At right guard right now, it's Alex Areola. He's a junior. And then our right tackle is another big, strong kid and senior, Tommy Brake.
All right. Those are the guys that make it happen for the backfield. Brigg had 9 carries. Keegan Sturgill had 7. Cooper Walton, who's just an incredible defender, can also run the football. He had 6 carries. Will that be the way this running game looks this year? You'll have different pieces going to it? Or do you think by the end of the year there's going to be a go-to guy?
You never know. I think right now we don't have just that guy who we're asking to carry the load. We have plenty of guys that can do the job and understand what we're trying to do, and all of them have strengths. And so Keegan Sturgill is, you know, he's our starter, and he's a definitely gifted runner in Cooper as well. We all know him. And then just a handful of guys behind them as well that, you know, if someone tends to get a hot hand, we'll usually try to keep feeding them the ball a little bit. But it's kind of nice to have options.
Defensive-wise for you guys in the ballgame, well, it starts with the junior, Cooper Walton. He was 5th in the state in tackles last year. He was your leader in tackles. My guess is he'll probably be there again this year. But Logan Poole had a huge game for you guys as well. This is a great way to start defensively for you guys. It was a great effort, and those are two guys you're going to hang your hat on a bunch this year, my guess.
Yeah, and we can't forget about Clayton Robinson
as well.
He's a heck of a player. Again, we've got some youth out there, so they're going to make mistakes, but they're aggressive football players, and they play the game that we want them to, or I guess how we preach the game to play, and that's physical and violent and downhill. So, you know, we're excited about those kids too. They find a way to get around the football, and you know, you hope they're not too high in tackles, because that means your defense is on the field a little too long. So hopefully those tackle numbers go down a little bit, but they're definitely guys that we're looking for to kind of head that linebacker crew for us.
Coach, the Meade Mavericks come rolling into Johnstown on Friday night, and they're going to want to run the football just like they always do. Anything different in the scheme you think that you'll get from the Mavericks this year that you have in previous years?
They always do a good job of you know, throwing something your way that you may not have seen on film. You know, I think offensively and defensively, they're pretty consistent in what they do, and they do a good job at it. So, you know, our kids will be ready. We just need to stay disciplined and, you know, can't get lazy in the backfield or anything like that. You know, we've been caught with our eyes in the backfield a little bit in the past on with them and on some trick plays and some shots over our heads. So, I think just keeping our kids focused and, you know, like I said, kind of an even keel attitude as far as the maturity of our football team when things do go wrong, because this is a good team we're playing, to bounce back and put those plays behind you and move forward. And I think if we do that, it should be a heck of a football game Friday night.
Boy, no doubt. Can't wait for it. We'll see you on the field. Good luck, and we'll catch up with you on down the road a little bit too.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. There's Lane Wassinger, head football coach out at Roosevelt High School. Number one Mead comes into Johnstown Friday night. We'll be there, 7 o'clock kickoff. Come back and wrap this thing up in a moment. Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back, folks. Got about a minute left in the program. This has been a different kind of program today, but it was fun celebrating with the girls from Eaton High School as they win the softball state championship. And to Dale Hughes and Chad Shaw, man, you pounded on the door long enough, and that dang thing, it split wide open. Good win for the Eaton program, no doubt about it. Thank you to Lane Wassinger, head football coach out at Roosevelt High School as well. We'll be there Friday night. Mead, number one in the state against number five, Roosevelt, 7 o'clock. Saturday, Preps Rewind at 10 a.m. We'll have scoreboard and coach interviews, and then 1 p.m. we'll be out in Alt. It's Lyman, number one against Highland, number 10 at 1 p.m. Nerd Show's next, folks. Right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.